This special recording, The Spanish Names and Terms for Anna in the Tropics by Nilo Cruz, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
Adiós, Argentina, Ave María, Bravo, Cacique, Camacho, Caprichos, Carmela, Cheche, Cola Brava, Conchas Finas, Conchita, Coqueta, Cresta Fuerte, Cuba, Cuello de Jaco, Diamante Negro, Don Quijote, Doña Ofelia, Eliades, Entre Actos, Espuela de Oro, Falcón de Acero, Granada, Guanabacoa, Guayabera, Habana, Hombre, José Martín, Julián Ríos, Leonardo, Magnífico, Manola, Marela, Ofelia Alcalar, Oidores, Palomo, Panamá, Pascual Torino, Pepino Melini, Perfecto, Picarrubio, Pinar del Río, Purísima, Regalía de Salón, Rosario, Santa Candelaria, Salazar, Salud, Santiago, España, Indios Taínos, Tampa, Teodoro, Unas Rojas, Valentino y Vuelta Abajo.
I saw Anna of the Tropic a few years ago in the Coconut Grove Theater here in Miami-Dade County, and what I always remember from it is the lector at the tobacco shop where they were rolling tobaccos, and they always had a lecturer read to them, whether it was a newspaper or poems or whatever they felt it was necessary. A lot of women were the ones who were doing the work of rolling the cigars. And I was very impressed by him because he was very elegant. He was a very well-bred man, had a beautiful way of expressing himself, and it kind of brought about the passion of most of the women, old and new, that were rolling the cigars. And I think the most beautiful part about it, because I don't remember with detail the rest of the play, but the passion of the play and the remembrance of the play to where I come from, since Cuba had a big tobacco production, and I knew women in my youth that there were women who rolled cigars and that did listen to these lecturers and all that. It just brought me back wonderful kind of feelings about where I came from and what I remember about my beautiful country in which I was born. So that's the strongest part I remember about it, is just the feelings. Even though it's set in Tampa and everything, it's a very Hispanic Cuban thing. And in fact, that's where Jose Marti spoke the first time he tried to. He was trying to collect money to liberate Cuba. He spoke to all these women who roll cigars, and they gave him what little bit, because you don't make too much money rolling cigars. They gave him what little bit he can. That's how he started getting his first money, to be able to come back to Cuba and fight against the Spanish government. Yo vi a Ana del Trópico en el teatro de Coconut Grove. Las personas que sirvieron de los personajes, no me acuerdo los nombres, pero sé que el que más me impresionó fue el lector de la tabaquería. Yo creo que eso es una cosa tan tradicional, de la cual todo el que es hispano, y sobre todo de Cuba, donde tenemos tanto tabaco, se acuerda. El lector era un hombre con mucha gracia, con mucho estilo, muy bien vestido, muy muy atractivo, y obviamente pues todas las mujeres se sentían casi enamoradas por lo que él leía y lo que él decía. Esa es la parte que más me acuerdo de Ana del Trópico, porque como fue tan intensa las pasiones dentro de esa obra, esta es la que más recuerdo, porque ya hace un tiempo que lo veo, así que no puedo compartir ahora más nada, pero sí el impacto que tuvo sobre mí una obra que tenía en mi pasado.